I think one of the most spectacular sights, I think we all fantasize from time to time about where we would go if we could go back in time and see things as they were. I think for me, fairly high on my list of places I'd like to go to would be one of the Mongols' enormous tent cities. Because the Mongols, they do have a capital at a place called Karakorum in Mongolia, which is a conventional city with stone walls. But their biggest settlements are actually enormous cities which move from area to area on the backs of vast wagons. And when we imagine these cities, we shouldn't just be thinking of 10, 20, 100 wagons. We should be visualizing an entire landscape, thousands of wagons. And then when the Mongols encamp, they then unload these wagons and set up their tents. And these can cover an entire landscape. And we hear reports of people walking for several days from without leaving the Mongol tent city. This is the scale of Mongol civilization. And initially, these tents would have been built in the conventional way, as would the wagons. But as the Mongol Empire becomes richer and more powerful, it acquires the gathered wealth of many civilizations. And so it has tents capable of holding thousands of people. It uses gold nails to make many of these tents. The textiles would have been of the highest possible quality because the Mongols have consolidated a very large proportion of all Eurasia's wealth, and they want to spend it. And so the spectacle this landscape must have presented would have been truly astonishing. But of course, by moving from region to region, the Mongol tent and wagon cities can therefore act as center points for the conquest and control of the regions that they have conquered. And so they do have various administrators who govern the various cities of the Mongol Empire, the areas under their control. They have garrisons, many of which take the form of smaller tent cities, which also move about. But these are the main instruments for the military political control of the Mongol Empire. But they also bring in taxation systems. In some cases, they conduct building work. We hear about them building roads, for example, among other things, because they've got an interest in making sure the communications work across their empire. One of the things the Mongols do, which is quite interesting, is they set up something called a fast horse system. Because when you control a greater part of Eurasia, that creates communications challenges. How do you get a message from, say, the borders of Poland all the way across to the Pacific seaboard? And you need to do it quickly. So what the Mongols do is that at regular intervals on the roads that link their empire together, they have stations which hold messengers and fast horses. And so a messenger will gallop for, say, 40 miles, reach the next way station as fast as possible, hand the message on, and then the next messenger will do the next stint, and so on and so forth. And that's how the Mongols communicate across their empire. They also are quite innovative. Doesn't always work, but for example, they've got interest in making sure the economy works in the various areas under their control. They want to tax people. And so, for example, in the Near East, they even make an attempt to bring in paper money because they've learnt about the use of paper money from China, and so they're keen to try and apply it in the Near East. Fails catastrophically. But it's an interesting example of them learning, trying to apply what works in one area to another, experimenting, seeing what works. And that's a fascinating dimension to the way in which the Mongols erected a civilization on the back of their various conquests.